Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, friends. Hump day? It is hump day.
Wow.
I can't tell if this week is moving quickly or slowly. It's
weird weeks. It's weird that you say that. I 100% feel the same, because in a weird way, it kind of feels like Tuesday, but
yes.
It feels like it's been a long week.
It feels like Tuesday, but it also feels like it should be Thursday.
Yes.
So whatever, let's split the difference. We are at Wednesday, September 24th. Good morning to you. The Chris and Amy Show is with you until 12 o'clock. 314-436-7900. That is our phone number. You know what to do with the phone number, don't you? Text it or call it. Although people don't use the phone that much these days to make phone calls. You can also leave a voice message on the Odyssey app. And if you would like to watch the show, you can do that too on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
After being reinstated by ABC last night, Jimmy Kimmel did return to the air and had some thoughts. We will hear from him in just a moment.
And yesterday, President Trump gave a fiery speech at the United Nations. We will chat with United Nations correspondent Pamela Falk at 9:30.
So how about this? Brendan Donovan with four doubles last night. Cardinals beat the Giants, so San Francisco, who looked like they might be a playoff team not that long ago, they have been eliminated officially. Cardinals technically are still in it.
Mm-hmm.
They need a lot of help.
Hey, well, I'll just say, remember a couple of weeks ago when they lost five games in a row and gained a half a game?
That's hey, weird things can happen,
yeah.
Although they probably won't.
I'm not sure who had a weirder 48 hours, me or the CEO of Tylenol.
So that was Jimmy Kimmel last night, who went back to the air, and I imagine a lot of people watched, except for those who had a Sinclair owned ABC station locally, and there was something close to 70 stations around the country which did not air the Jimmy Kimmel show, and that was Sinclair and Nexstar. Both, all of the stations they owned, did not air his program last night, including locally KDNL, because they are a Sinclair station. So if you were watching that, you didn't get to see Jimmy Kimmel. And you probably, I shouldn't say probably, I don't know if you like him or not, it doesn't really matter, I guess. He had what I think in returning was a pretty big deal, just because all of the concern over the last several days about him being pulled from the air and the manner in which it happened and the appearance of it, I think it was a good idea and a good thing that he did come back to the air, whether or not you like his show.
This show is not important. What is important is that we get to live in a country that allows us to have a show like this.
Yeah!
So, and he's right about that. He went on and he said a bunch of different things last night. He made fun of the president. He praised people on the right who came to his defense. And there were several of them, like Clay Travis, Candace Owens, even Ted Cruz came to his defense, even though none of them like Kimmel. And Kimmel probably feels the exact same way about the rest of them. I think the idea is true. We cannot have a situation where the government says, we don't like your show because you make fun of us or you are critical of us. So we are going to pressure the companies that own you and make sure that you are off the air. And they caved momentarily, Disney did, but then they ultimately put him back. And I think it is a good thing. Whether or not you like his show, I don't watch it. I don't particularly care for his brand of humor. He's not my kind of guy. But I think it is a good thing that he was back on the air last night.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, with Jimmy Kimmel, what he said the night that he committed the infraction for which ABC pulled his show, talking about the MAGA gang, and don't pretend it's anyone but that who killed Charlie Kirk. Well, he was wrong. He was wrong to say it. He was wrong if he was speculating. It was not particularly funny, and it was a dumb thing to say. However, what is so concerning about Jimmy Kimmel being pulled off the air is that it was done so with pressure from the government. If ABC of its own volition decided to pull a show or to give him a talking to, that's fine. That happens all the time with private companies. But this was very clearly pressure from the United States government and the FCC. As Ranj put it, it's a pretty nice merger you got there, ABC. It'd be a shame if something happened to it. That's what's concerning, because free speech does mean you can say stupid things or even hateful things. Pam Bondi had to walk back her statement when she said that free speech is one thing, hate speech is another, because
it
that's
isn't.
Wrong.
The FBI completely disagrees with you.
Yes, that's not true. And she did walk it back. Now, no one told President Trump that, because then he doubled down on it. But free speech, as the ACLU warns people who apply to work for the ACLU, hey, you're going to have to protect the speech of some pretty hateful, vile comments. And they warn you because it's tough. Free speech that protects good speech isn't free speech at all, because who's to determine what's good speech? So there is that. I think Jimmy Kimmel handled it about as well as he could, you know, with his monologue. And just looking at the organization, the administration and the pressure that the Trump administration has put on ABC. Well, you can say, one, that it's completely subjective and arbitrary, because you know what? Why were they so mad at ABC? Well, they could be mad at Comedy Central and South Park. They could be mad at The View. Whoopi Goldberg is like literally insane, has said some horrible things about the country, about the president. But what it is what comes to the attention of the president, what bothers him, and then he can take action on it. And it's punitive and it's vindictive, and it is not American to have the United States government pressure and take off the air people because they don't like their speech. And again, I'm just, final thing on this. The cult of personality around Trump and the Trump people, it becomes so personal when it's not about the Constitution, when it's not about classical liberalism and democracy. Because if you have a cult of personality, there's almost a worshipful attitude towards the leader. So if anyone insults the leader,
they feel like they're being insulted,
and it becomes sacrilegious.
Yeah. Right.
That's a dangerous place to be.
Right. And we've had this conversation, gosh, a million times. And when we were on the Glover Hour for the time period that our show overlapped with theirs, we talked about this a ton, that it used to be. I mean, just go back to the 90s and the early aughts. We would make fun of the president. Everybody would make fun of the president. And then everybody would laugh at those jokes because that was just the thing you did. Comedians historically have made fun of presidents, and it was just part of the culture, and we all accepted it, and we all laughed at them. And, you know, maybe the jokes were funny sometimes, maybe they weren't. Everybody was all over Bill Clinton in the late 90s for the affair. and his, you know, the way he operated. Mm-hmm. There was so much satire directed his way and George W. Bush's way and even his father's way. And it's just what we did. We were okay with it. And it would be nice to kind of get back to that where it wasn't seen as an insult. And the reaction wasn't, we better go and boycott that show. Or we got to get this guy off the air because he's un-American. I want to get back to that. I hope that we can at some point go there again. It feels like we're never going back there. But I know that these things, you know, things are cyclical, right? So there will probably be a time in our history where we are okay doing that kind of stuff again. Mm-hmm. And we don't all lose our minds if our guy is made fun of.
Well,
I hope we can get there, but maybe it won't ever happen in my lifetime. It certainly feels like it's not going to happen in my lifetime.
Yeah, let's get back to this, because I think probably people have thoughts. I have a few more thoughts on it as well. But John O'Leary, the motivational speaker, author of the book On Fire, now it's made into a major motion picture, Soul on Fire. He's going to join us next, so we want to have plenty of time for his conversation.
Let's talk to John O'Leary. We'll do that when we come back on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX, and the new movie Soul on Fire is coming out, and it features a St. Louisan and somebody that you have heard from and you have seen. He has been a motivational speaker for years, and so he's all over the place, and what he does is truly incredible. And he is the author of a book called On Fire. And again, that is now the basis of Soul on Fire. We have tickets that we're going to give away for a screening of that show. And we're going to do it a couple of times today. And for the rest of the week, you'll have to be tuning in for your chance to win. But we want to talk to John O'Leary, who is a burn survivor. And again, the subject of Soul on Fire. John, it's good to have you on the show today. How are you?
Chris, man, I got butterflies right now as you're going through that introduction. So I'm doing well, man. I'm awesome, and I'm grateful for your work.
How could you possibly have butterflies? You've been speaking in front of crowds for years. How?
I've been told I have a great radio face. I don't know what that means, Chris, but I'm hoping today to live into whatever that even means. So here's why I'm nervous, man, why I'm anxious. You work at the station where a man named Jack Buck worked. Mm-hmm. And a man whose voice and heart penetrated the airwaves and our hearts for almost five decades. And so every single time I'm with Camel X, it's more meaningful. And I say this with humility, but truth, man, it's more meaningful than almost any other work I do because we carry forward that legacy.
Well, we're honored to have you on the Camel X airwaves. We're also excited about the new major motion picture, Soul on Fire, based on your book, On Fire. And as we've mentioned throughout the week, you overcame a devastating accident when you were a child. You suffered burns on 100% of your body. And just to kind of set the table for the launching point of your book and your movie, will you kind of explain to folks who maybe don't know what exactly you went through?
Right. And I had an opportunity this morning from 7 to 8:15 of speaking at Mercy. And spoke to several hundred leaders in the room, but several of them were folks who were with me 38 years ago when this thing all went down. So, Amy, when I was a nine-year-old kid, I got burned in a house fire on 100% of my body. I was taken to the nearest hospital, nearest burn center, which at the time was St. John's Mercy. When the doctor reviewed the case and checked out the patient, he recognized, man, that this is almost a hopeless situation, but they went to work. And over the next 5.5 months, through their care and through their love and through some grace from God and love from others, this little boy with no chance of surviving a fire endures, comes home, and then slowly starts rebuilding life. But my commitment as a child was not one day to become a speaker or write books or have a movie made about my life. My dream, you can ask anybody I lived with at the time, was to be normal. So that's what I did, and I did it pretty darn well for 20 years. And then I got this random call from a Girl Scout here in St. Louis, and she said, "Mr. John, will you speak at my school?" And I made the mistake of saying yes. that yes to three Girl Scouts, it's in the film, check it out, led to a second presentation and a third and then a Rotary Club and then a Catholic school and then a prison. And over the next 20 years has led to 2,700 speeches, 50 states, dozens of countries, and now this full feature film. And so how did this happen? By accident and with God's goodness, man. That's what brings us together today.
So let's tell, we would like for you to tell people about how this movie came about. Of course, you wrote the book and then now the film that's coming out, and you've got William H. Macy in it, which is incredible because he's such a fantastic actor. He plays Jack Buck in the movie. So tell people about how this all came together.
So, Chris, I was speaking in Las Vegas at a conference. It was at the MGM Grand. And if you've ever been there, it's massive. There are, I think, 28,000 people there. And we did a book signing afterwards. And so book after book, signature after signature. And then a lady named Linda came up randomly and said, "John, have you ever thought of turning this book?" And she held up On Fire, this book, into a movie. And I said, no. So she said, "Well, would you mind if I tried?" And I said, "You're welcome to try." But I honestly, guys, like I had never assumed it would fully develop. I just assumed she would try and swing and miss. And that's all right. Well, she was successful. They wrote a script. And then I got a little bit engaged. They hired a director named Sean McNamara, who last summer directed Reagan, has directed Miracle Season, has directed Soul Surfer. So a big time director, but I'm a Midwest guy, man. Grew up in Camel X territory. So I flew out to meet with him to just get a pulse on why he did what he does. And he said to me, "John, I do what I do because I believe that the work has never been more important to remind people that true stories of true overcoming exist in the marketplace today. We need to breathe life back into people and into audiences." And while he said that, he started crying, and I realized this is the kind of guy I can work with. So Sean got in, we raised the required money here in our region to fund the film. We hired the actors. You mentioned William H. Macy. It's an incredible cast of characters who brought to life this true story that happened in St. Louis. It was filmed 2 years ago, 2 years of editing, picked up by Sony, And now on October 10th, in theaters around our region and around the world, the film Soul on Fire plays. And it's ultimately a story not of John O'Leary, the little kid who got burned and he becomes a motivational speaker. It is the story of community. It's a story of heroes. It's a story of good triumphing over evil. And that's the story ultimately that I think our marketplace needs right now.
I love it that there is this deep need today to hear stories of people overcoming, of communities coming together, of goodness, of heroism. I think we do need that as a society. And especially with the nature of your injury, John, I've had such an honor to work with the Midwest Children's Burn Camp and Burns Recovered. And I know the story extends, you know, much beyond the injury and applies to people who have suffered something like that and people who haven't. But for those who have suffered burns, the uniqueness of it, the challenges of overcoming that type of injury and just the care that it takes, the struggle that it takes every single day, it's so humbling. And those kids at the burn camp to feel seen. I hope that this film also opens people's eyes to that type of injury because of not the physical, but also emotional and psychological challenges and torture it can create.
Well, you're bringing up a lot. So number one, these kids that have your heart have mine too. And it's why every summer I sneak away from whatever I'm doing to just love on these kids. I purposely wear short sleeves always because I want these kids to see brokenness, scars in front of them, and a guy who's capable and joyful and married with four kids, a great life. It reminds them that when they look in the mirror, that thing they see is not ugly. So that's the first thing. What you see, that brokenness in the mirror, does not have to negatively define you. That's a piece of it. Secondly, when you are able to embrace your brokenness and your scars, it allows others to see beauty in theirs. And sometimes that means physical, but Chris and Amy, you don't have to get burned to have scars. Mm-hmm. So when you are in front of someone who is just comfortable in their own skin, it allows you to share a little bit of your story. And when I speak or when I write, or now we're doing this film, I try to do it in such an intimate way that people almost like feel sorry for me as they turn the page, as they hang on the next word, as they go back to see the film a second time and a third time, because there's an old spiritual writer named Henry Nouwen. Nouwen wrote, "What is most personal and private is most universal and sacred." So the very thing you think is only yours, that ugly part of your life, is in fact the very thing that connects you to people all around you, if you're willing to share it. So Amy, I'm sharing the story bold, and we're proclaiming the goodness of it, in the hopes of sparking these conversations so that other people can come to the table and say, "Hey, it's nothing like your story, but," and then they talk about their childhood or their bankruptcy or the difficulties in their marriage or with some addiction. This story is a story ultimately about hope and agency, that what you've been through is part of the story, but what you're going to do next is the real part. And I think that's where the focus ought to be going forward.
John, before we say goodbye here, Impact Life is an organization that promotes blood donation, and I know that was a really big deal in your recovery, and that organization is partnered with you in this film. I know that they are a big part of this movie release that's happening soon.
Yeah, in mighty ways. So obviously when you're burned on 100% of your body, there's a lot that's wrong with you, but one of the things that is wrong is you're losing your blood wildly, rapidly, and that's about the end of the journey. So this organization has always had a special place in my heart. We are now also doing theater rollouts, not only in St. Louis, but also around the country. So in unison with their efforts, we are filling theaters with first responders. That's awesome. With burn survivors. Awesome. With their family members. Awesome. And with the nurses who took care of them. So I think we have this going on in like 36 different markets right now, just the celebration of what their work has led to. And the fact that it's just starting, like the foundation is firm. The headwind we face is real, but our best days are in front of us. And Soul on Fire is a reflection of that truth.
Well, John, we are very much looking forward to seeing the film. We're thrilled that you talked with us today, and I know that you are very excited about it, and we thank you so much for visiting with us on the show today.
Love you, Chris. Grateful for you, Amy. And then, by the way, October 10th, get your tickets, people. SoulOnFireMovie.com.
Let's go. October 10th is the release of the film. That's John O'Leary, who is a motivational speaker. His book is called On Fire. The movie is Soul on Fire. Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX. And the president spoke yesterday at the United Nations General Assembly. And we are joined now by UN correspondent Pamela Falk, who is one of our favorites and the, what was it, the bringer of doom? What is it, the carrier of doom? What is it?
I think it was the bringer of doom, the voice of doom, the bringer of doom.
Voice
and gloom.
Of doom.
Voice
oh,
of
that's
doom.
What it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
hi, Chris. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi, Pam.
It's good to talk to you.
Well, you know this place firsthand, so it's crazy at its best day, and this is just wild.
Well, Amy knows I wasn't invited.
Yeah,
so.
we had to kick Chris out for that.
You're
one.
Invited. You're invited. Okay. After Unga.
Okay, well, Pam, why don't you give us your highlights from yesterday, where President Trump gave one of his, quote, characteristically bellicose messages at the podium. So, yeah, kind of lay it out for us about what happened yesterday.
It was really interesting because 7 years ago, Trump's UN audience laughed. This year, he got some laughs in the beginning. With him. And then people were silent. They were a little nervous about what he was saying. So, but no boos, no walkouts. And he had to go impromptu because, of course, everyone knows about teleprompter gate. The teleprompter failed, the escalator failed. And during his speech, I was watching it live. And I didn't know this because I was watching it live, but the translation flew into Portuguese at one point.
Oh, well, so you okay. Well, that's not helpful.
I know. And Lula was just there before, the Brazilian president. So I thought, oh, my God, you know, is it Lula speaking on top of Trump? I mean, it was crazy. But wow. The bottom line was, he went through each piece and couldn't have contrasted more than to most of the world leaders in a speech that was against multilateralism, against UN institutions and multilateral institutions, and in favor of what he calls America First, which is really a nationalistic guard your sovereignty and take care of your country approach. And so he first starts with the UN and, of course, says it's inefficient and empty words, and then goes on to the economies because his main focus was his two hobby horses, which are immigration and climate change with regard to the UN and, of course, the Middle East. And he said their countries, world leaders' countries, are going to hell. And so it was a very combative speech. And I think even more so because it was impromptu, but he started talking about the glitches and got quite a few laughs. So he sort of warmed up the audience, so to speak. Then he went on to climate change, called it a hoax and a con job. And even the United States was originally on board with the UN climate agreement. And then, of course, President Trump pulled out. So all of it then went to migration, where it was definitely urged countries to turn away from global migration, blame the UN for some of the U.S. migration issues, and then went on to the Middle East, where he chided France and other countries for recognizing Palestine when, as he said, just get the hostages out and make peace. So that, and then the biggest headline of all was a real turnaround on Ukraine-Russia war. And that is that he was all of a sudden very supportive of Ukraine, saying that Russia looks bad because they couldn't win the war right away. And then, of course, saying that he will impose sanctions on Russia if they don't come to the table.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you mention his combative tone, and it can be very antagonistic, which can overshadow the fact that he had some valid points, or at least perhaps the basis, like with the UN being something of an anachronism when they're not acknowledging Russia or their failure to call out terrorist organizations or countries that are oppressing women. And or the fact of immigration in Europe has been hugely controversial. A lot of those issues are very much valid and on the forefront of people's minds, I would imagine.
Absolutely. And in fact, in each one of those cases where he was combative, he then, in the same speech, sort of reversed course a little and said, look, we are behind the UN 100%. So that, he said, it just needs to be reformed. On immigration, he said, we're a country of immigrants, but we have to maintain our borders. And on Iran, a lot of countries agree with him that there can be no biological or nuclear weapons. And he's setting about to renegotiate with Russia on the nuclear arms treaties, the new START treaty. So all of it was, look, we have to do this and we have to do that. But it wasn't poorly. I mean, it was somewhat well received on a lot of fronts. And a lot of the policies are policies that the UN and separate diplomats like the Gulf states agree with him that Hamas has to go. And in fact, the General Assembly passed a resolution saying Hamas has to go and disarm and go and the hostages have to get out. But the Security Council is tied up in post-war in its constitution because it was set up in 1945. So a lot of the Gulf states feel like, oh, look what Hamas did on October 7th. We have to get rid of them. And so he just disagrees with recognition, but that's been the U.S. policy, that you have to negotiate rather than try to start something and unilaterally claim it. And that's been why it's so antagonistic to Israel. So there are a lot of policies that he said that are very popular, but people don't want to say they're popular.
Right. Like, it's like rewarding Hamas for taking hostages and brutally murdering 1,200 people. Okay, we'll give you a state. That is horrific.
Right. Most
and
countries
appalling
agree
policy.
With that,
yeah.
Except for the, yeah. No, look, the it's a trouble. It's, I mean, I know you were quoting my sons when you call me Voice of Gloom, but it is, it is a very difficult time in the world. I mean, look around. You've got the big ones, Middle East and Ukraine, and then you've got Sudan falling apart and Haiti falling apart. I mean, there's a very tough time in the world. And what he did make a point was that the UN did serve its purpose and does serve its purpose when it can go to and help countries that the U.S. and other developed countries can't do. And so it just, you know, his point was it has to reform. Otherwise, he wouldn't have come. He could have stood up the UN. They're not, U.S. is not paying the dues right now. But he likes the UN. I mean, we know that. We saw him 7 years ago when he came to the UN, and he's a New Yorker. He likes the UN. He wanted to renovate it.
So we mentioned the teleprompter thing, which got a lot of headlines. And
yes.
So did the escalator. That he got on it,
yes.
And then it stopped, and Carolyn Leavitt was upset. She
yes.
blamed somebody and said they need to be fired for it. So what happened
right.
with the escalator?
Well, we got a late-night missive last night from the UN about 8 p.m. last night that said, look, this is what happened. Somebody, one of his security and a photographer may have tripped the escalator by going up in front of them and standing backwards, and that trips the escalator. Now, I don't know about finger pointing or anything else, but it was just a bad omen at the very beginning of his walk into the building that this happens. He comes in the diplomat's entrance, you know, looks at the crowds of us who were standing downstairs to see if he'd say something before he even gave his speech. I mean, packed. And then, you know, just smiles at everyone, says hello, doesn't answer any questions, walks with the first lady and gets on it. And it must have been 2 seconds and then boom, it stopped. And it just, it, you know, he kept a good sense of humor about it. In fact, said, you know, mentioned it in his opening that, I mean, let's talk about the UN, the inefficient things. And so Carolyn Leavitt and others were saying, look, there was some kidding of people saying earlier there was some reports of people, staff saying, well, he's not paying his dues. Maybe the escalator could break. And so they were going to look into it. So who knows? I mean, it's escalator gate.
Oh, man, there's all kinds of gates. Good thing there wasn't a gate on
exactly.
the escalator.
Then he gets up there and the teleprompter's not working. Uh-oh. And so, you know, and it had worked for Lula and it had worked for the Secretary General and the new German president of the General Assembly. But it failed. I mean, look, they've been doing so much. I mean, you have to have seen it. I tweeted it out. They were clipping the lawn and putting all the flowers in and clipping the trees and putting, fixing what was already some broken escalators in the Secretariat building. And they thought they were in good shape, but it's the UN. It was built. I mean, the building was built in the 1950s. I mean, it was renovated, but not to everyone's standards. In fact, my friend who was, a colleague who was the Mexican ambassador to the UN said they spent $2 billion, maybe even in overruns, $3 billion, and they didn't put Braille. He's sight impaired, and they didn't put Braille on the voting. So he has to ask somebody next to him which is yes and which is no in the General Assembly Hall. Oh, so, you know, they're just things that didn't get done. I mean, you still can't open the windows, and this place is crazy. And so, I don't know. It's just, you know, it's the United Nations. It has, you know, you have to think back. And Amy's heard me say this, but to the second UN Secretary General, who said the UN's purpose was not to bring us to heaven, but to save us from hell. And it does, you know, it does succeed in that.
Well, that's good, at least. At least we're getting somewhere. Pam Falk, we love talking
to you.
Thank you so much. Not that much doom today. Just a little inconvenience.
No.
Yeah.
No, exactly. I got stuck in security, and I was writing, texting you guys saying, oh, no, I'm stuck. I mean, they change the rules every day, and you're going in circles, and I run across the river from 47th Street. It's quite beautiful, and I think I'm, you know, getting a lot of steps in.
Well, that's good, at least. You got that much. You are the best. Thank you, Pam Falk.
Not great talking. I love the program. You know that.
We do. And we love you, too. That's Pamela Falk, United Nations correspondent. And she's just trying to navigate that big old building.
It is. Hey, Ronj, you know what Mitch Hedberg said, though? An escalator doesn't break. It just becomes stairs.
Yes. And the sign says, what, sorry for the convenience?
Yeah, sorry for the convenience.
Did you see this? Next on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Ranj, I don't know if you saw this, but punting is dying.
Punting?
Punting.
Like in the, like NFL punting?
Allegedly. Yeah. NFL teams are punting just 3.65 times per game this season. That's the fewest punts per game in history.
Oh, that's great.
Offenses, there's a few reasons why. Offenses are starting with better field position, right? Thanks to the new kickoff rules.
Mm-hmm.
Coaches, apparently, are increasingly willing
this
to
is a huge part of
go
it.
For it on fourth
yep.
down.
Yep.
Going for it on fourth down. And field goal kickers are getting more and more accurate from long range. So punters are not being utilized as frequently as in the past. In fact, less than ever.
That's super interesting, and it's accomplishing exactly what the NFL is trying to accomplish.
Someone said, finally, a job that's becoming obsolete, and it has nothing to do with AI.
Well, there you go. And it's true. I mean, these kickers are unbelievable. Routinely
yeah.
over 50 yards, close to 60 yards, like it's nothing. Someday they might have to adjust that.
They might.
Because you can't just have guys kicking from the 50-yard line through easily.
Yeah, they're going to have to make it like putt-putt where they throw obstacles like a clown mouth or maybe a windmill in front of the kick.
Yeah.
That would be exciting.
Oh, my God. Or wind.
Oh,
like,
wind?
Like there's a sporadic wind
yeah.
machine
yeah.
that you have to guess when it's coming through.
Yeah.
Like if you're in a dome, obviously.
Well, I mean, I believe it because I've seen some of those college game day kickers. Those kids, they pull a random kid to make a field goal for
yeah.
money. They're doing pretty well.
It's awesome.
It's insane.
I got another sports one for
yes.
you, Amy. Did you see that the ABS system is officially coming to Major League Baseball next year? ABS,
automatic
what is it?
Brakes?
No, that's different.
Anti-lock braking system.
No, anti-lock braking apparently was dangerous. That's what I've... There's a whole thing about the ABS system from back in the day that it was really bad on slick roads that the tires would lock up if you didn't brake correctly.
So then why in the world is Major League Baseball implementing it now?
It's automatic balls and strikes.
Oh.
Yes. So it is a challenge system, Amy. And what will happen is each team gets two balls and strikes challenges per game. And if a player, a batter, or a pitcher, or a catcher thinks that the call was wrong, they can tap on their helmet or tap on their head, and they can challenge the play. And they can challenge the call, and it could be overturned.
Okay, just clarifying, you're saying the player can do this?
Yes.
And they have two per game?
Each team has two per game.
Don't you think that coaches and managers will absolutely have to monitor a player? You can't have a hot-headed rookie... Right? Like using your one or two precious challenges?
Yeah.
It has to come from the dugout, right?
Well, it doesn't have to, but they're going to have to set up some sort of agreement.
Yeah.
That, hey, maybe look to the dugout and ask me.
Like,
and
I'd
then
be
we'll...
so mad if, like, you always used our challenges because
yeah,
you always
like on
thought.
The first pitch of the game.
Yeah.
Like, nope, that's a, no, wait, come on, we need to save that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get exactly what you're saying. But, I am a proponent of all of the strikes and balls being called with this system, but I will take incremental steps forward. So at least the challenge system is something better than nothing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.